This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning. Are you well? So am I. This is me, the Casper of the Casper Radio Show. And next to me is the Bernard of the Bitty Bangles Show. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Why aren't I hearing you?
I've been next off.
I know. So, you know what I'm going to do, Bernard? I'm going to switch every mic on and eliminate. Yeah, that's you. How could I have made such
a
mistake? Hi. Hi. Ek het heeltemal die verkeerde mic oopgemaak vir jou, maar dit wys jou net dat mens is nooit te jong om te leer nie.
Glad nie. Mens leer altyd.
Ja. En ons het 'n lekker show vandag. Ek gaan vir jou 'n hint speel, dan sê jy vir my wie's dit. Dis Jermaine, dis Jermaine. Los hom.
Dr. Alvin.
Ja.
Dit is Flash Republic, Tomorrow Day.
Hoe weet jy dit en ek nie?
Want ek ken haar stem.
Maar ek ken haar nie so goed nie. Maar sy is ons guest, ja.
Fantasties.
Ja, so ons al, Raymond, wat al van tevore hier was, hy gaan ook inkom, dan gaan hy bietjie vir ons voorbrand maak, oor haar, want hy ken haar goed, en dan gaan sy kom, maar sy is nou pregnant.
Ja, ek het die, haar shoot gesien op Instagram. Beautiful foto's.
Ja, sy sit, ja, dis baie arty.
Min mense wat so goed lyk as hulle swanger is.
Ja, en sy is in haar 68ste trimester. Tomorrow Day will be our guest today. Yeah. One time now.
Dis Tamara en sy kom na ons vandag. Ja, waar's my jy?
Jy!
Ja, dis waar. Klink baie lekker. So yesterday Betty and I went to Mark Lottering. Remember, he was our special extra guest a couple of weeks ago. And the show is called Hashtag. En dis toe die eerste keer dat ons het kon sien. Here, was dit nou snaaks?
Dit was rarig, rarig funny. Ek love stand-up comedy, maar ek sê vir hy, I mean, jy staan op stage terwyl jy show doen, obviously, en dan kyk jy in die audience, jy sien seker daai mense wat, jy kan sien hulle geniet het, maar hulle geniet het in stilte. Ek is daai persoon gewoonlik. Ek love shows, en dan sal mense altyd vir my soos in,
Hoekom lach jy nie?
Ek lach binne.
Ja.
Maar ek het letterlik...
Het hard op gelach.
Klip hard, ek weet nie of jy my gehoor het
ek
nie.
Ja.
Dit was baie funny.
Please people, if you can go see it, it's still on and it's very, very funny. You don't stop laughing at all. Jy weet gewoonlik is dit in 'n massa setup en iemand vertel kak en so voort. This one is like a laugh every 6 seconds. And it's like a machine gun of comedy. It's very funny.
I think wat het my so snaaks gemaak het is, elke ding wat hy sê of vertel, jy het het al experience yourself.
Sorry, dit was niesies.
Billiekie?
Dit was niesies. Ja. Exactly, so start met die WhatsApp. Jere, ek het gelag.
Dit was baie funny. En die shopping, die cash for shopping. Dit was baie funny.
Baie snak, The Voice. Daai was oulik wat die gay The Voice contestants. I hope Bobby turns for me.
Ja. Baie van ons doen.
So very congratulations, Mark. You Mark mooi, eh? And it is at the Peter Tureen Theatre in Johannesburg, Rondi Casino. Dan is daar slegte nuus vir die mense van Amerika. Wel, ons sê altyd Amerika, fucking 3 eilande is al gewiped deur die hurricanes. Maar nou gaan, dit kom na ons toe, die Amerikaners. Nou, hulle het hulle vir Harvey gehad in Texas, maar nou is daar Irma. Irma maak kak. En Irma is op pad na Miami. En nou, ewe skielik, al die Amerikaanse nuusprogramme en morning programs en everything, hulle move nou na Miami toe, om nou daar te sit, want daar is niks lekkerder vir Amerikane, om nou te sien hoe die aanbieders spreek of waai.
Ja.
En dat hulle so 'n struggle.
Jy het al die video's gesien op YouTube.
Ja, alles, en dit is wat hulle wil sien. Okay, we crossing over to Jake. Help. Okay, be careful out there. Maar by Houston se hurricane, toe is daai ou, hy lyk soos Martin Short wat steroids gekry het, Joel Osteen.
Ja,
die prediker.
Wat 'n ou basketbalstadion gevat het en 'n kerk gemaak het.
Dis reg. Ja. Maar toe die winde kom, toe is daai kerkie toe.
Ja, nee, toe. Hy is kamste gevlad. Hulle moes eers dit regmaak voor hulle mense kon inhelp. Maar daar's foto's en reg rondom die kerk, is dit kerkdroog.
Ja.
Kerkdroog.
Dis hulle speel fucking met woestyn diertjies daar op die grond. Kirk, maar wat is die gebod van jy moenie lieg nie? Is daar so ene?
Ek seker of daar moet een wees.
Ja, wel Joel gaan lees hom. My Here, maar dit is interessant, maar onmiddellik hierdie Amerikaners soos hulle altyd doen, altyd so mal daaroor as hulle opspring en kommentaar lewer. So onmiddellik was daar hierdie ou, ek het nou sy naam vergeet, Ryan of something, maar ek weet nie of hy van die kerk is nie, van Joel nie, nee, ek dink daar moet.
Is dit die general public member, wat?
Ja, hulle spring toe nou op die fucking internet, en toe het hulle nou 'n liedjie vir Joel. Maar onthou jy nou daai sang wat een van jou contestants in Betty Bangles se TV show Riruru.
Jolene.
Sy Jolene gesê.
Ja.
Nou, hy het dit gedoen op Jolene.
Nee.
Ja.
We have just learned Harvey is now a hurricane. The storm expected to slam into the Texas Gulf Coast as a major hurricane, bringing nearly 2 feet of rain to some spots. Hurricane warnings in effect as Harvey gains strength.
Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen. They're begging you to help your fellow man. Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen. But you won't help him even though you can. Now Houston had a mighty flood, but somehow it's your name that's mud, cause you just want to keep your carpets clean. You swore that there was no access to your door, and you're right, I guess, cause you made sure you kept it locked, Osteen. You offered them your pious prayer, but your prayers couldn't answer theirs. They needed basic shelter and hygiene. And even when you let them in, how long was it before beginning to pass the collection plate, Osteen? Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen. You preach about the Good Samaritan. Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen. But you won't help them even though you can. Your mansion is a testament to living like the 1% with marble tiles and pools of emerald green. Your smile is white beyond compare. You're even slicker than your hair. Your suits are so expensive it's obscene. If you were back in Bethlehem, you'd be the one rejecting them. Yeah, take a hike, that's what you'd say, Osteen. Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen. It's what you call the gospel of prosperity. Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen, Joel Osteen. What do they think this is, some kind of charity? You would have had a selfless attitude, but no one asked you to, except this dude.
Dis die Kasper Radio Vertoning.
Dit is inderdaad. Ons het laas week, het ons die eerste deel van die final van God of Game of Thrones gespeel, wel ons in Trippetrappetroon. En helaas nou is dit die laaste Trippetrap in ons huidige send-up homage seisoen van Game of Thrones. Kan jy onthou wat het gebeur in die laaste episode, Bernard?
Ja.
Daar was, o ja, hulle het allemaal so by mekaar gekom, en gechat oor die dinge, en,
daar in die dragons,
in die dragon pit,
pit.
En, Littlefinger het een skok van sy lewe gekry, van sy dood actually, gekry, en dan het die inverted kakadraak, begin mure afbreek,
ja, ja, dit was vir my emotional scene daai, waar daai muur so opvok.
Daai muur is 8000 jaar oud, man.
Ja.
Maar oké, okay, so kom ons gaan en ons luister dus na die finale van Trippetrappetroon seisoen 7. Oké. Okay.
Joe Blow lees zwaar gewond in een kamerkie, en Kablissi staan jachts voor hem en kyk.
O Joe, ek is so blij, Joe lewe is gespaar.
Ja,
Maar ek kan sien, daar's 'n moorse messteek in jou linkertiet en daar kom pas uit by jou sixpack.
Ja, dis vorige beserings. Ek was dood, maar nou is ek terug.
O. Dit klink bekend. Ah, Joe, kom. Kom ek vat jou hand. Weet nie wat aangaan nie, maar skielik saffier.
Ja, met my is daar stellig tiet.
Oh, ja. Fire and ice.
Fire and ice.
Ja.
Fire.
Daar is net een oplossing. Al ons helde moet by mekaar kom, by King's Kandelaar. En die draakput. Die draakput is 'n nagklap wat toegemaak het weens finansiële probleme. Hulle daag almal op. 1-1, Delmas, die dwerg, Bree, Moorskon, Joe Blow, Gomtor, Eero, iPod, Mormoon, Datos, Nathaniel en Crashcry.
Hallo almal, ek hoop julle moes lang vir my wag.
Die dwergie sê,
Crashcry. Ons kan nog nie begin nie, want Kablisie is nog nie hier nie.
Fuck! Ek nog het een fashionable laat entrance gemaak.
Jy laas nie. Oeps, hier kom sy. Kajilo, Kajilo, Kajuela. En nou! Dankie, ek gaan schreeuw.
Tata, mama.
So jy is Kablisie.
Ja, hallo Crashcry.
Ek moes 5 minute vir jou wag.
Oh, ek is so jammer. Ach, oh, ek buig voor jou en lek jou toentjies.
Shut up, man. Okay, so wat is die ding wat jylle vir ons het om te wys?
Moorskon stap na vore.
In hierdie doos... is een skeleton.
Moet nie so van my praat nie. Ek is verwachtend, maar ek nie een skeleton.
Oké, okay, ek praat van die box, die doos. Wees versichtig allemaal.
En daar kom een monster uit. Met dooie oe, een dooie vel en een onverzorgde voorkom. En hy gul.
Kijk hoe hy kom daar.
Joe Blow, laat die op me wacht nie en verbrand die fokker.
Verder.
Kijk hoe brand ons nou.
Oeh, ek het my kloak wit geskrik. Joe Blow, as jy vir my sal waarborg, dat jy saam met ons allemaal sal staan, as King of the North, dan sal ek julle join, ons vergeet ons probleme vir die oomlik, en ons fight hier die fokkers.
Maar Joe Blow, kon nog nooit lig nie.
Ja, ek sou dit gedoen het, Crashcry, maar ek weet nie, ek het diep in die oog gekyk van Kablisie, en ek het my knie geknak. Ek is nie meer King of the North nie. Sy is nou my queen.
Jesus,
sê Kablisie, en storm daar weg.
Fuck jy allemaal, ek was van niks weet nie.
Die dwergie sê,
Crashcry,
ja,
asseblief, ek weet jy haat my.
Ja.
Ek weet jy verag my.
Ja.
Maar, wat se poepie is dit daai?
Wat se poepie, wat dan wat?
Daar onder jou naalkie, sien ek 'n staalkie.
Okay, ek is pregnant.
Jy en Delmas?
Ja, so?
Ons moet allemaal saam staan en veg teen die skeleters, want hierdie albino rifraf gaan groot kak maak, sissie.
Sissie!
Sissie.
Sissie!
Crashcry.
In Winterania probeer Klein Duimpie nog steeds sy onderduimse plannetjies uitvoer.
So, Sanna, ek sou nie, as ek jy was, vir Panna, jou Rabadoo, sister, vertrou nie.
Maar, kom ons daag haar voor hof.
Goed.
Oké, okay, sit ons allemaal, ek en Bran, in sy rolstoel.
Hi.
Ja, ons weet wat jy is. Mag sê hallo?
Hi.
Bring vir Panna.
Maar wat het ek nou gedoen? Hoekom staan ek voor hof?
Want, kom ons wees duidelik, daar was een gekonkelry, daar was leens wat vertel is, daar is mense wat hulle eie agenda gepush het, ons papa is dood, ons mama is dood, Bran is een medieval Oscar Pistorius, dinge lyk nie goed nie. Hoe pleit jy, klein duimpie?
Ek?
Ja, denk jy rechtig dat Sanna van my sou aankla? Ons weet allemaal van jou planne, klein duimpie.
Ons weet allemaal.
Ons weet wat jy gedoen het, want ek is haai allemaal. Ek het het gesien.
This is your last chance to impress me and save yourself from elimination. The time has come. Ready to lip sync for your life. Good luck and don't fuck it up.
Ja, maar wacht, laat ek
en net soos hy wil praat, stap pa na voren toe en snij sy keel vindiger as wat jy kan sê, Donald Trump is een doos.
Maar ek wil... Dat beteken dit dat ek as klein duimpie nooit weer kan terugkom in die reeks nie.
Ek is een shapeshifter, ek kan jou gezicht gebruik in die reeks af, dat kan jy as acteur nog steeds die rol speel, alhoewel dit ek is.
Ja, wauw, dit is een goeie plan.
So allemaal is happy.
Dit is stilte in Drakenstein. Kaplisi is in haar kamer bezig om in Valerian te tel. Skielik is daar klop aan die deur.
Hallo.
Sy maak dit oop. En daar staan Joe Blow. Jonk, moeg, majags.
Kaplisi. Wat sê jy?
Dit is Valerian, verkom ons pomp.
Wacht, laat ek kondoom uithaal.
Nee, jy moet nie. Ek kan nie meer kinderkies kry nie. Onthou, ek kan nie meer kinderkies maak nie. Onthou, ek was in die vier. My eierkies is gescramble. Ek het hard-boiled eggs. Gaan maar net aan, ons doen hom bareback.
Fetty, kom ondertussen aan by Drakenstein en sien vir Bran. Bran sê,
Jere, jy weet, ek moet vir iemand vertel. Joe Blow is nie Joe Blow nie. Hy is die kind van Rypert en Lidiana. So dit maak om Joe Brein. Maar Fetty sê...
Nee, jy is heeltemal verkeerd, Bran, hoog op Tugga. My eencellige vroukie, Grilly, het in 'n ou boek gelees dat Rypert en Lidiana getrou het. En getrou is deur 'n meester, voor sy nog die kind gepop het. En dat hy die amptelike erfgenaam is van die eistertroon.
Wow, yes, dit gaan seer wees. Maar, wacht een bykie. Ek gaan terug in die verlede. Ek kan sien wat Lidiana van Wolfie
dis nou ek
gesê het.
Hy praat die waarheid, sy het
gesê.
Wolfie, die kindse naam is Eggie.
Ja, sy seker, Eggie, soos in Eggie Eksteen.
Nee, Eggie Targaryen.
Ons kyk uit op die vlaktes waar die muur staan, wat 8000 jaar oud is. Maar hier kom die betoverde Old Blue Eyes, en sy sal deur daai fucking muur in 3 minute, tjoef, tjaf, paf, paf, paf. En terwyl die skeletters oor die muur stak, op pad na ons helde,
is daar een woord wat ons hoor uit die hoek van die muur.
Help my! Dis poep oog. Ek dink nie, ek is dood nie. Ek hoor nie so.
Gasper's Radio Show. Culture.
Dit was ons culture. Trippe trappe trone verby vir nog 'n reeks. Wel ek hoop en ek vertrou dat poep oog, wat ewes sy naam is, die rooi ene, wat verlief is op Brie, en ek dink Moerskont, Mountain, The Dark, whatever, sal oorleef, né?
Definitief.
Want hulle is net so aan die kant van die muur gesien.
Ja.
Ek dink nie hulle sal hulle doodmaak nie.
Maar ja, dit is, ek meen, jy kry seasons wat eindig op 'n cliffhanger, en dan kry jy wat het ook daar gebeur het.
dit is 'n regte cliffhanger, né? Ja. Ek het net een ding nog vergeet, weet jy daai winde, en dis nou nie in my maag nie, die winde in van Irma en daai, is 300 km per uur, dis is 'n bouwing wat opstaat.
Dis vinnig.
God, imagine jy sit in jou tuin, en daar kom 'n bouwing wat opstaat, dit is hoe het gaan voel.
Maar het jy daai video's gesien, wat die mense afneem, first of all, ek verstaan nie, hulle sit in hulle kantoor of whatever, en neem die venster af, die winde, en daar waai bome en karre verby,
ja.
Gaan fucking huis toe. Hoekom sit jy nie, maak video's van dit?
Ja, nie, maar dis seker kan hulle dit verkoop vir CNN.
Ja.
I don't know. But, ons het nie hierdie week dancing nie, van Rian, want ons show is bietjie te vol. So, next week. Maar ek het vir Rian nou net 'n boodskap gestuur, ek weet nie wat hy gesê het nie, maar ek het vir hom gesê, Rian, wanneer is jou show nou, wat jy het, wat ons steen gaan gaan, waar allemaal kaal is. Toe sê hy dit.
Hallo Kasper en die span, ek hoop het gaan goed vandag in die studio. Ons is hard aan die oefen en die rehearse vir ons show volgende naweek by die Rand Park Golf Course. Dis obviously ons opening ladies night. En die mense kan kaartjies bespreek teen R350 en dit is including a dinner. En die nommer wat hulle kan bel is 082-677-4479. Ek hoop het gaan goed en ek hoop julle geniet julle dag in die studio, sonder my.
Ja,
lekker naweek.
Ons mis jou Rian en dankie. En ek sal jou sien by daai show, ek is daar.
So dis nou a ladies night by die golfbaan. So die man speel saterdag die dag,
ja,
golf,
ja.
En dan raak hulle vast daar by die 19e pykie, en dan join die vrouens in die kamer langs aan, vir die stripshow.
Ek dink nie, dit is so eenvoudig nie. Ek dink nie, dat die golfklub is seker een huis.
Nee, wat ek bedoel is, mans gaan saterdag golfbaan toe, om van die vrouens te ontsnap. Nou lok hulle die vrouens golfbaan toe, met strippers.
Nee, maar het is O, natuurlijk, dit is a ladies night.
Ja.
Ek dink gay. Ek moet
nee, dit is eindelijk vir die strijdvrouwens.
Strijdvrouwe.
Ons wil ons self
nie
daar in.
Ja, nie, maar fok hulle. Ons gaan voorsit. So van alles roon. Jy, uiteindelijk kan ons ons self wees. Jy, wees op jou. Sit ons daar. Oh my goodness.
Skiet a kleine kaikie in die nanacht. Dit is Kasper Radio.
Dit is indeed. Ek wou nou iets gesê het, maar ek kan nie onthou wat dit was nie.
Ons het gepraat. O, dis wat ek wou sê. As jy wil, ek het iets ontdek op YouTube genaamd Skriva TV, S-C-R-I-V-A, as jy een moerse Game of Thrones, fucking fan is, ga na Skriva TV, because there they've got the books there, with the bits that they based the TV series on. Someone is reading it, and there's nice music, and pictures, and then you can sort of listen to the story, all the seasons. So it's going to take you a couple of hours. But I did it the other night, and yes, as ek was aan die slaap binne 10 minute. Lekker gewerk.
Hoekom klink skrywa vir my so bekend? Wat?
Skrywa. Nee, dit is nie skrywa nie.
Skrywa.
Skrywa TV.
Skrywa TV.
Skrywa. So you can try that. En natuurlijk daar, die internet is vervuil met Game of Thrones theories and music and send-ups and parodies and everything. Meanwhile, we are joined by a very special, he's a Fots of the show, Bernard, you know that? And what is a Fots?
Vrou van my nou?
Yeah.
A friend of the show.
You're right.
Ek weet ek is reg.
Baie, baie goed.
Altijd reg.
Bernard, voor ek ons Fots, wat Raymond is. Hallo Raymond.
Hallo.
Hallo Raymond Truman.
Gaan het?
Lekker. Jy klink soos iemand. Raymond soos Truman. Nou, like a, I don't know, like a character in a detective series or something.
Sounds like fun.
Specific. Yeah. The Raymond Truman series.
Yeah, it's like the Truman Show movie.
Maybe it's that's throwing me. But before I talk to you, I want net for Bernard say, jy het vanmorgen vir my gesê, ek moet 'n boerie breakfast eet. Nou, ek het, maar weet jy, hoe kom hy nou terug?
Is dit?
Jesus.
Jammer, dat jou systeem om nie kan hanteer nie.
Dis die eie. Dit is baie erg. Ek voel soos 'n koei wat herkou.
Wat moet
ek
nie skiet water,
op breakfast ja. Op vrijdag?
Ja, ek gaan nie. Waterkie. Ek ons hoop alles van die beste. Ek het nog, wat is die goed, Galvascon?
Jy gaan audio op hulle, want jy het nou al 2 in.
Shit, jy het gesien, hè?
Ja.
Fok, ek
het jy homo vox in?
Ek het my homo in. Ek het my homo in, Raymond. Ek dink nie, ek het hier nie. Want anders, ek gaan nou kyk, dan gaan ek vir jou gee. Raymond, jy bring die ding dat ons hoor geluide. Ek wil sien wat het is.
Okay.
En hy het iets hier aangebring in die sak. Raymond moet net nie ons... Ok, maar bring nader die geluide, want ons wil het hoor. Raymond, bring nader, dit is fokke radio.
Dit is beautiful.
Ja. Wow. Dit is een gitaar.
Dit is baie stunning.
Dit is gitaar wat Chester Bennington en die band van Linkin Park vir my geteken het net so week voor hy selfmoord gepleeg het.
Kijk dan, neem af. Ons moet wijs op die Facebook. Raymond, het jy iets om gesê, dat hy dalk besluit het om te gaan?
nee, hy was baie gelukkig. Hy het PlayStation gespeel, backstage, om sy kinders.
Ja.
Ek meen, hy was net normaal en super happy. So dit was vir my een moerse skok, toe ek terugkom in Suid-Afrika. En sien, hy het... selfmoord gepleeg.
Waar het hy gedoen? Hoe het hy gedoen?
Hy het homself gehang, achter sy kamer deur.
Ach, dit is nie lekker nie.
Ek verstaan nooit altyd daar, dit is altyd baie sad mens vir dit doen, maar, hoekom kies jy om jouself te hang? Want dit vat moes 'n rukkie.
Ja, en het, ek dink is ook een seer, en nie gemakkelijk.
Benauwd.
Skiet jouself of iets wat vinnig gaan, as jy het wil doen.
Of drink 'n kapsuliekie.
Ja, en gaan sluimer net in.
Ja, maar, moes jy die gitaar bring na die show toe?
Nee, hierdie was die gitaar wat hy daar aand gespeel het.
Hoe kon jy?
Maar wat maak jou special dat jy hom het?
Ek het backstage gekom en...
Baie girls backstage gekom.
En toe het ons net al gesit en gesels toe... Is hy baie impressed dat ek van Suid-Afrika afgekom het.
Ah.
Om die show te kyk en alles en toe sê, hoekom vat jy nie hierdie gitaar nie? Toe sê ek...
Dit is amazing.
Dit sal awesome wees, en toe vraag ek vir hom het te teken, ja.
Hoekom vat jy nie hierdie gitaar nie? Hy het natuurlijk geweet, ek gaan die fokker ding nooit weer gebruik.
Hy het just a hele klomp van het. Hierdie ene is, jy kan sien, hy is nog super neat.
Shit.
Ek moes vir sure gesê het, op een manier, ek kom vir Suid-Afrika, sê ek vir my paar pruike gegee het.
Exactly. Wel, een.
ja,
paar.
Maar outfits gaan nie vir my pas nie, maar...
Nee. Maar een pruik dalk, ja. Want jy is so gelukkig, so jy het net... So jy het net iets getokkel in hom, verskoon die gitaar metafoor, dat hy toen of jou gitaar, sy fucking gitaar.
Ja.
Dit is priceless daar, jy kan een dag het verkoop, Raymond. as dinge ja. Swaar gaan. Raymond, hoe kry jy dit reg om die heeltyd die hele wêreld vol te reis en almal te gaan sien?
Dit is ek is single, so ek kan al my geld op myself spandeer. Dis 'n plus.
Dis lekker, maar waar fok werk jy? Want ek bedoel, dis duur.
Ja, ek werk as 'n elektroniese ingenieur.
Ah.
By Lonmin. So
in Lonmin.
Lonmin. Ah. London Mining.
Oh my goodness.
Ja.
Maar jy werk hier.
Ja, so ek dis my hobby, so ek sit alles in dit in. Gaan 2 of 3 keer 'n jaar love bands en musiek.
Ja. Mm. En dan agterna en dan gaan jy in and then you blessed with the X factor want dan gee hulle vir jou hulle gitare.
Yeah, they call me the celebrity whisperer.
You are the celeb whisperer. You are. En vertel vir my van Adele want jy het toe gegaan met die Here diep in jou hart en toe streef.
Here, ek was opgewonde.
Ja.
En sy het toe die kaartjies uitgekom het toe koop ek onmiddellik vir die heel eerste show.
Ja.
Toe later, toe dit uitverkoop, toe add hulle 2 shows, voor hierdie 2 shows, waarvoor ek gekoop het. So, toe speel Adele, hierdie nuwe shows, die eerste en tweede show.
Wat eintlik nie moes shows wees nie.
Ja, ja, ja. Want die fans het actually kaartjies vir die derde en die vierde show gekoop.
Ja, ja, ja. Want die groot fans koop vir daai. Mm. Dis die eerste beskikbaar.
Ek kom in Londen aan, die volgende dag word ek wakker met 'n e-mail, dat, sorry, die show gaan nie gebeur nie. Ja, sy het haar vocal cords beseer en sy moet rus. Mm.
En toe, en wat? En hou die kaartjie, of pars om in jou bybel?
Ja, hulle het gesê, hulle gaan 'n week vat om te besluit wat om te doen, maar eventually het hulle ons geld vir ons teruggegee, en gesê die shows kan dalk bespouspoun word, en dan...
Maar dan as jy weer moet boek.
En dan kry ons eerste kans om te boek, ja.
Maar het jy nou gesien wat sy gaan doen? Sy gaan nou act.
Oe, fok nie.
Ja, weet jy wat sy gaan speel? Ek weet nie of jy musical so goed ken die Bernard doen. Oliver.
Okay.
Oliver.
Sy gaan Nancy wees.
Ek het nog nie van het gehoor nie.
Maar nie op stage nie, want obviously haar stem is gefok, maar 'n nuwe version, movie version.
Okay.
Ja. Nou, Oliver, ek het al op hierdie show gesê, maar ek wil dit wees, sê, want dit is interessant. Hy, die acteur, is die sperm donor vir Michael Jackson se kinders. Die eerste twee. Ja.
Die seentjie wat so ja.
Oh, gesing het. My wonderful roses. Who will do and give them to me? Ja, daar ene.
Okay.
Dis interesting fact.
Ja, want toe is Michael Jackson toe nou mal oor die blonde seentjie en toe maak hy vriende met hom en toe later toe...
Maar Michael het op die keer
gesing.
So het het tof, wel het iets in gemeen.
He was all over.
Ja.
So, daar eindig ons op by Michael Jackson, maar ons is eindelijk by Adele. So, what did you do and then?
So, then I decided to go to Ireland for 3 days.
Oh, so did you meet Cindy?
Cindy Mandel.
Ja.
Mm-mm.
Ons ken al haar name.
Ja.
Are you writing? You must write, yes. Eh? What's up? 079-748-2090. Just say hello. And you know our guest. Did we say our guest's name yet? Or did,
yeah.
Did
yes, we? You did.
Okay, a hint. Tamara, I love ya. Tamara, surname is Day. Yay. Yeah, you can hear her faintly. She's going to come to our microphone now. But she's here, and Raymond, you can ask him questions because he's seen like everyone. So, you're going to Ireland and do you on the shows?
Kings of Leon, daar gaan kyk. This is one of my favorites. Some of two shows.
Namako?
Yeah.
And who is that? Is it the seller?
Ja, hulle het actually die hele setlist gechange vir die tweede show.
O, dit is fantastisch.
En aardig is vir 'n band wat op 'n world tour is, ja.
Maar dit is lekker om dit te weet. So die tweede show was heelmaal anders vir jou.
Ja, so ek het baie van die ou songs gehoor wat hulle nooit speel nie. Dit was nice, ja.
Hoekom dink jy dat hulle mind verander? Was jou audience en die eerste audience kak?
Nee, ek het bietjie gaan kyk, want jy kan op die internet setlists kyk van elke show wat ooit gespeel is.
Ah.
En toe sien ek hulle doen dit, hulle ruil heeltyd die songs om en add nuwes wat weg.
Dat hulle nie boord raak nie.
Seker, ja.
En het jy toe Green Day gaan kyk?
Ja, ek het. Het was Sondag in Hyde Park. So dis 'n lekker picnic vibe. Dis
lekker. Die Hyde Park shows, ja.
Is dit die video wat hy gestuur het, waar hulle Queen gesing het?
Ek weet nie.
Queen gesing het.
Waar julle, die crowd het Bohemian Rhapsody gesing.
O, ja.
Okay. O, ja, die crowd het het gesing, voor die tyd.
Ja.
Ach, dit is lekker. Ek love Green Day. En nog?
Nog was een bietjie minder bekende band, The Maccabees. Hulle het actually retired, het is hulle laaste shows, maar het is nog jong mense.
Oh, ek wil nou net sê.
Maar hulle het een flipping cool song, Pelican, wat redelijk famous was.
Ah.
En toe het mense vergeet van hulle, so. Ek het hulle gaan kyk, dit was ook baie lekker.
En wat jou volgende plan? Wat waarop lê jy jou oog? Wie gaan weer shows doen? En wie sal jy baie graag wil sien?
So, in December gaan ek vir my verjaarsdag
baie geluk.
Londen en Las Vegas en Los Angeles toe.
Dis fucked up. Ek's jammer.
Hy's ingenieur.
Ja.
Party mense kan net gaan tot in Londen en dan terugkom.
So
hy gaan Las Vegas, Los Angeles.
As jy hairstyle is, dit gaan jy elke 4 jaar.
Ja, jou arme Bernard spaar nou weer vir sy volgende een. Hy weet nie eers of hy gaan lewe daar.
Ons moet coordinate.
Ons
want
moet.
Volk partijke ja. Van ek alleen in die skaak.
So met jou 15e trip kan jy sal met my met 2 doen.
Did you tell him about the guy thing?
Nee.
Tell him now.
Okay.
Now.
2019.
O, ek het dit gelees. Ja, op jou
World
Facebook.
World Pride in
I will gaan.
New York City. Ek gaan gaan. Gaan. Nie wil nie, ek gaan.
Okay.
As ek geld het.
en?
Maar ja, en
jy nooi mense.
Ek het gepost op Facebook en ons is nou 12 wat gaan.
En jy doen dit deur as 'n
vriendin vir my doen die booking, so dit gaan lekker bekostigbaar wees. Jy weet.
Klink fantasties.
Ja.
Ja, dit is 50 anniversary van Stonewall.
Okay.
Ook, so hulle verwag 3 miljoen mense in reeds besige New York. So
there's 5000 you have Stonehenge. Chuck. Stonewall.
Ek wou nog gou vir jou sê wat ek daar gaan sien.
Ja, sorry ek, jy sien hoe dwaal ons op, en dit wys, weet jy wat wys dit vir jou?
Dit is goeie conversation.
Dit is een goeie conversation. Ok, so fok Betty in sy prime, wat gaan jy?
So daar so sien ons Lady Gaga, op my verjaarsdagdag, so dit gaan great wees.
Nieuwe show?
Die nieuwe een, ja.
En, op jou verjaarsdag, en jy ken haar al, ne, jy het al, jyre, hoe kry jy dit reg, ja?
En Janet Jackson, Katy Perry. En hierin wil ek nog vir jou vra, want ek weet jy wil het graag gaan kyk.
Ja,
Queen en Adam Lambert.
Ja.
Dis in Londen. Voor Amerika.
Dis wat ek baie graag wil sien.
Ek sal aansoek doen by jou Londen whatever firm, en dan kry ek 'n job daar. Dan kan ek saamkom.
Ek het daar al vir Adam Lambert ontmoet.
Hy was hier so, ja.
Hy was hier was, ja.
Hoe doen jy dit?
Ek lag, ek het my foto's sien. Ek het my haar, ek het seker uur spandeer om my haar te blaas, want ek meen, hy is bekend vir sy perfekte haarstyl. En haar geblaas, en ek het my prachtige groen stukkie in my kuif gesit. En op my foto lyk ek so nat gereende hoender.
Oh, langsom. Shit.
Van spanning seker.
Ek weet nie, maar dit, ek lyk kak.
Onthou jy die gitarist aan die linkerkant het so blonde haarstyl gehad wat so oorgekom het en Bob agter opgeskeer. Ek besluit toe ek gaan die haarstyl traeer, dit was 'n fok.
Naam.
Ja, na die show, toe ek het gesien het daar.
Toe gaan laat jy sny.
Ja.
So die arme man
het... Dit het mooi gelyk vir like 2 dae.
Ja.
Ja.
En toe wat laat jy toe soos?
Yes, dit het so gestaan.
Jesus, a fucked up afro.
Ja, toe gaan, moet ek basically amper als afsny, omdat het so kort opgeskeer is hier achter.
Is dit jou profielfoto?
Nee, dit is nie hy nie.
So lang...
Nee, daai was...
Weil wat oor jou gesig hang.
Ja, daai was lang terug, ja.
Ja, dit is... Het is hy goth periode.
Ja.
Wag, ek is nog besig om ietsie te soek. Gaan aan en dan gaan jy los. En wat gaan jy los? Wie gaan jy waar sien? London sien jy Gaga?
Ja, het ek ookie kyk.
Was jy in Los Angeles?
Ja, ja.
Hou jy van Los Angeles?
Een paar keer. Dis my baie soos Suid-Afrika, actually.
Dis Joburg. Het lyk soos Joburg, het ryk soos Joburg.
Ja, en die gebouw is plat, maar ek het gemakkelijk gevoel asof ek weer daar kan bly.
Benna, die gesprek gaan nie oor jou nie. Het gaan oor ruime.
Jy iets om te soek
nie? Hashtag peachy. Ok, so in London is het Kasabian, The Cooks, Gorillaz, The Darkness, Liam Gallagher,
yes, I mean,
Marilyn Manson, Codaline,
believe it, yeah.
Adam Lambert, Gogo Bordello, ja.
En ek wil nie jou social goedkies weet nie, so los die fucking Bordello. And then is that London net?
Ja, en dan sit oor Amerika toe vir Lady Gaga.
Oh my God!
Ja, dit is 2-3 weke.
Oh my Gaga! It's amazing. Mm. Oh, maar dit is lekker. Dit is lekker, want mens weet wat jy wil doen, en jy maak so
gang
wat jy
it.
Doen dit.
Mm. Dit ek meen, dit bring my soveel geluk,
ja,
dat,
exactly.
Ja, dat het vir my no-brainer is.
Baie, baie waar, wat jy daar sê. Ek soek, jy het een
pelikan.
Moet nie lelik praat nie. Wat is nou pelikan?
Pelikan is die Maccabee song, wat ek jou van vertel het.
O.
Dit het een moerse oulike begin, as jy dit wil speel.
Ok, waag, laat ek, verduidelik net wie, hulle is een oud klomp mense wat weer gereunited in rolstoele, ne?
Nee, hulle is daarig, hulle is nie so oud nie, maar hulle het besluit om op te breek.
Is hulle naam Pelikan of die song?
Die song.
Wat is hulle naam?
The Maccabees.
Ok, en klink die song so? So. So.
Baie rustige song.
Dit is baie mooi, dit is stilte. Dit is wat dobe mense, die song. Klink die song dalk so?
Ja, ach, ek love it.
Dit klink soos iets.
Sesumwe, 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 to all the current, and we knew it, and we knew it, and we knew we only had it.
Wat is het alles dan?
Engels. Maar dit is Suid-London, so dit is bietjie fucked up Engels.
Weet jy wat, ek het vir jou, om nou mooi te sê, nie, dis nie sê, ek wil iets aan te sluit by hierdie, wat jy sê, wat die fok is dit, het jy, wonder jy nie soms, wat, was die accent in Shakespeare's tyd nie?
Huh? Ek doe nogal, hoe die mense op die strate gepraat.
En op die stage, want ek rol myself wakker nie aan, die worrying oor dit, want ek hoor die fok mense gepraat, en toe kry ek, is so iets, wacht, hou net gaan aan. Pelicans, gaan jylle aan? So hier is ons een ou, en hy het een studie gaan maak, en dit het so geklink.
Shakespeare's accent. Well, I mean, Shakespeare's accent is very far away from what we think it to be. And indeed, the Shakespeare's Globe asked that, to find out what this sound might be. And we've called this sound original pronunciation. I will first give a little bit of a speech in received pronunciation. Now, received pronunciation is, and it is the accent that we are still told in drama schools today, that if you don't speak it, you cannot and will not be hired to perform Shakespeare. And when I do the original pronunciation, I'd love to hear both from the people in the room and abroad, you're going to hear all sorts of different things. I'd love to hear what accents it reminds you of. And I will exaggerate both accents a little bit for the effect. The opening of Romeo and Juliet. Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona where we lay our scene. From ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood lays civil hands unclean. From forth the fatal lines of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life, whose misadventured, piteous overthrows doth, with their death, bury their parents' strife. Same speech, And this is as close as we can get to what Shakespeare's accent would have sounded like, and the accent of his actors. Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our sin. From ancient grudge bred to new mutiny, where civil blood lays civil lands unclean. From forth the fatal lines of theirs two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take the life, whose misadventured, piteous overthrows doth with their death bury their parents' strife.
Huh? Special!
Huh?
Extra!
Yeah, that means something. That sneeze is an extra special sneeze. Because it's the sneeze of our extra special guest. And once again, I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Have I not?
Always.
I can't know the extra special spiel.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, so let me try and line it up again. Okay, so it's extra first, eh?
Yeah.
And then it's special.
As jy het recht krijg, sal het special wees, ja.
Wacht, extra. And then...
Is nou 3 jaar.
Special! So special, okay. And now I must do this. And then I'm gonna do this. Ladies and gentlemen, dames en heren, please welcome to the Casper Ross Prosperio Show. Shit. Ladies and gentlemen, dames en heren, please welcome to the Casper Radio Show, our
extra special
guest, Tamara Day.
Yay! Yay!
You sounded a bit scared there.
Why aren't you on? There you are. Tamara, I love you, Tamara. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for being here.
Of course.
I know, because
thanks
know you're...
Thanks for the invite.
You're preggies.
Yes, but I'm strong.
Good.
Strong like bull.
Because you got the baby and you got your digital baby coming out as
yes.
well.
Yes.
So this is all baby time now. It's spring.
Yeah, making babies.
Oh, yeah.
It's the winter months. You need to be close to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, I don't know if I'd recommend trying to make a baby and an album at the same time.
Yeah.
People don't usually do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going for gold. I'm going for it. Yeah, so the timing's a bit crazy, but yeah.
Do you have a sort of a date for the baby yet?
Well, the date for the baby is end of the year. Like December time.
Like my birthday.
It could be. Praying not Christmas. Praying not
and
New Year's Day.
When you give birth, which date?
Praying. Just a lot of praying, really. Doing a lot of prayer. And
because you're going to go for natural, right?
Yes. Mm. Yes, yes, yes. Mommy wants to bounce back real quick.
Are you going to have it like a, what do you call it? A
there will be drugs.
Nice.
Let's not mess around.
What I call those people, handmaidens, no?
Oh, the...
midwife.
Womb womans. Midwife.
A midwife.
Not going to have that. Are you going to be hospital? It's
you
not
know
gonna
what?
Be
there's
at home.
Hypnobirth and there's water birth and there's...
Okay.
I quite like the idea of water birth, but I actually just... You know what? I'm trying to keep things simple.
Mm.
Like these things I saw quickly from the beginning of this whole thing... can get really complicated.
If you make it.
And like, I tend to be a little bit of a control freak. I tend to wild out a bit, maybe overthink things a little. From day one, I was like, girl, you need to not go down that road.
Mm.
So I actually just decided from the beginning, I'm going to be as normal as possible and not overthink anything. So you know how people are like, how are you doing it? How are you giving birth? What are you doing? What are you eating? Are you know you shouldn't eat this and da da da.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, guys, I'm eating.
Yeah.
Other than not jawling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I am just eating the same, really, and staying fit and not overcomplicating birth and all of it, you know, just trying to keep it super chill.
You haven't had strange eating impulses yet.
Nachos, guys.
I've heard about that.
Nachos? What?
Nachos.
Oh, I said nachos. I thought you said not yet.
No, nachos. I've eaten more nachos. Nachos.
At least that's healthy.
More nachos in the last few months than I have in my whole life. And nachos flavored things like game, nachos flavored game, the cool drink.
Wow.
Yeah, nachos flavored. Like citrus fruit is like drugs. Like, if you walk into Food Lovers Market, I start whiling. My eyes go big. I start sweating. I've got the citrus. I just want to, like, dive in there, swim around in the oranges, squeeze one on top of my head.
But
I don't know.
But that's the baby sending you signals.
That citrus, the smell of it is like, it makes me crazy. So I'm always eating nachos. And then everything else is the same. I'm not eating for two, probably a good thing. Very kindly warned that actually is a folk's tale and you shouldn't do it.
But there is a baby. You must eat.
There is. No. I eat when I'm hungry. I listen to my body. You know, I think that's been the biggest thing. I actually just am so in awe that I've never felt so connected to my body just never really understood what a wondrous thing the body is. Maybe we take that for granted. I guess suddenly it knows what to do. It's doing its thing. Yeah. I'm doing my bit, but really I'm just... There's just trust happening here.
Yeah.
Trust that everything's cool and everything is as it should be and the body's just doing what it needs to do. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But imagine now, all over nature, all the pregnant ladies, from the hydra to the elephant, all the body knows what to do. And
knows.
They know what to do. They know what to eat. They don't go to a... magazine store and say, what mag ek eat?
Yeah, exactly.
Hoeveel blare?
Exactly. Yeah, keeping it as simple as possible, I think, is working for me.
The musical baby will come out when?
So that's coming out end October.
Yay!
Yay!
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time in the making, I'll be honest with you. Now, I was with Flash Republic for many years. We did, was first in the urban scene doing that Quite a House thing, and then I did Flash Republic for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And, there it is. There she is.
Yeah.
And, the solo thing, when we Flash sort of like, the boys wanted to take a sabbatical, and I was like, great, I'll just...
Craig
and
Ryan.
I'm going to do that long-awaited, the other two members of the band, Craig and Ryan. I was like, great, I'll just do a solo album. Like, literally, naively, in my mind, I imagined I'd have an album out, like, a few months later. Oh, finally, I can do that solo album. Guys, a few years went by. I mean, I suddenly had to figure out... what my solo sound is. What does it sound like? How does it move? What does it look like? What do I want to say? What is it? Like, I thought I knew. I had no clue. No idea.
So
and there was a lot of figuring out and layers and two steps forward, one step back,
smutentrana.
I hustled hard and a lot of like thinking I had it figured out and then a day later going like, this is not where I want to be.
So it's
an amazing process.
Also a natural birth.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Went through all the... I did. And I think I'd taken for granted that it was... I don't think I quite knew what I was embarking on, actually. Also, it's probably the most important work I've done.
Nice.
You know, because it's just like I haven't done a solo album in over 10 years. And also, you're a bit you're a bit more evolved. You kind of, when you have those, defining moments in your career, you can look back and say, okay, when we released Twister, this was a big moment.
Yeah.
Or when I made the move from this to that, that was a defining moment. So I kind of know this is one of those moments before it happens. So now you're like, nice sweating. You're like, pressure.
Yeah.
But I'm just, it's been an amazing process. And I'm so chuffed to be at this point where I know what it is. I know how it sounds. I know what it looks like. I know how it moves.
And you can't wait
for
the rest.
All the pennies have dropped. The sound has revealed itself. I'm like, now going through all the phases of putting the album together, the marketing, the promotion, the PR, all that stuff.
But
so rolling it out.
You've got this vision of not only being a South African artist, but for the whole of Africa. So it's got a very urban feel.
It does, It's kind of like a melting pot of all my, all the kind of genres I've dabbled in. There's a lot of dance influence there. Pop, pop is at the core of everything I do. I'm a strong pop writer. So whatever influence of there, pop is at the core. So, it's got all kinds of influences, neo soul, dancehall, a little bit of Afrobeat. House, obviously, some electronica. Yeah. So it's all in there. It's me, really. It's just, it's me. It's my sound. It's my own little unique.
The other day when you played it to me, I was like seeing it being played in like urban restaurant, nice club vibe.
You see, I don't like that. he played it to you. Can we ask you?
Yes.
Isn't it possible to give us some just quick stabs of peaks?
A little sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
How do I play it for you? I'd love well, to. Maybe have you got an apple? On my phone. I do.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you this piliki that you're going to put in. You go to your playlist and then you play it to your
Let's
heart's content.
See what I've got here.
That'll be fantastic. Oh, God, your piliki. Your piliki, daar sê. Sit hom mooi in. And now, and you're going to play us. Okay,
okay,
now Raymond.
So these are demos, hey? So these are unfinished.
Well, we know.
So
that's why we're not going to play a lot of it.
Snippets.
We're going to be snip snips. But so this is what you played Raymond.
I have played Raymond.
Yeah, I've heard all the.
He's heard, yeah.
Songs, yeah.
He's heard a couple of the
and
works
And you are
in
impressed.
Progress.
Yes.
You were sitting in an urban restaurant.
No. I was sitting in her house.
In his mind, he was. Yeah, he went there.
I went there, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what I've got here.
Okay, well, you must tell me when I must open up the volume.
Okay, here we go. This one is called, actually, I worked with an amazing singer-songwriter from London called Steve Stapley. And we were all in a songwriting camp together, and this was actually written for the camp, but then I stole it. I was like, I'll take that for my album.
What did he say? Was he okay with
it? Yes, no, take it. We worked with a producer from Cape Town called Amin Haran, and I did one or two other songs with him. But anyway, so this is quite stand out from the other style of songs on the album, but I had to keep it. It's just so sweet. So here we go. Ooh, wrong one. Here we go. So that's Stephen Stapley singing there.
Oh.
Sit on the harder.
Walking on your lonely highway, trying to hit me up, thinking you can come to my place.
Yeah.
It's all about good timing.
Hey.
Better
love it, yes. I love that.
Next thing you jump right in, then we're waking up, tired of trying.
Nice cafe.
Yeah, it can, yeah, it works like even in an underground like club vibe.
Also, movie soundtrack.
Keep singing like an espresso ad with George Clooney.
Yeah! Yeah, I.
Yeah. Sam, it's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, like that. So this guy will be on your official release as well, singing.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes. He comes from a different style, you know, and I was trying to figure out how do we fuse this sound of this kind of English folk singer with
wow.
something more kind of current, sort of like, sort of more pop, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I was actually thinking, there was that song that ASAP Rocky did where they took that Rod Stewart sample.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
And I thought that, and he sings about drinking wine all the time, da 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 da. And it's so clever the way they did that. So I thought of that and said, why don't we try and fuse, like, his organic rock folk sound, but then bring it in with
clever.
Something. And it worked. So it was
stunning.
Lovely seeing
so
it all come together like
why
that.
Why were you with him? Did you go, do you go to, like, creative sessions?
Oh, I was invited to be part of a songwriting camp in Cape Town.
That's
and they had some international artists. Another artist called Jan Close. I think got roots in Africa, but Germany and New York. Fantastic writer, and I did a song with him as well, which I can't play. I don't have it, but it's sounding beautiful. That's going out on his album. He's currently in the country as well. But
wow.
we were all thrown together, a bunch of local artists, everybody from Shekana to Karen Zoid, and then with a couple of producers in the mix, and we all stayed in this boutique hotel for like 10 days. And we just ate, slept, drank, making music. Like, we'd wake up every day, all go down for breakfast, there would be a couple of briefs, and you could choose to do a brief and submit a song or do your own thing, and you were teamed up with different writers and things every day.
That's amazing.
What a pleasure, guys. Nice. Can
wow.
I tell you, it was like heaven.
I
it
can
was
imagine.
Like, oh, it was heaven. It
who's
was heaven.
Whose initiative is this?
I'm
trying to think what the company was called. BMI, they're a big publishing house overseas.
Yes.
We're behind it.
Oh, bless them.
And they worked with these guys from Music Exchange in Cape Town. My publisher, John Fishlock, was in the mix there. And they're doing another one this year. If I could do like 2-3 writing camps a year, guys, I swear I'd be such a happy person. Go off somewhere to wherever, whatever country,
scene.
African country, somewhere, you know, wherever. Sit, meet a bunch of people you don't know, throw yourself into that situation. But also, like, just when you don't have to, when your only job is to think about writing music, you're not distracted by anything. You can't, you don't have time to allow yourself to be anywhere.
Mm.
So you're there
That's
all day.
Fantastic.
Oh, guys. I just like,
yeah. I think for anything that would be perfect, like painting or even comedy, right?
And you're with these like-minded people.
You
everyone's
get the food, the, everyone looks after you, and you just do your stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. So it's some nice music and good friendships, and a couple of great songs came out of that camp. One which is on the project. I did another song with Amin Haran because loved working with him, and then I did the song with the song we wrote with Young Close is going on his.
It's
project.
On his.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of.
He's also got Karin Zoid on his new album. He's worked with some amazing international artists on that project as well, and he recorded it here. So
there's a lot of scatterlings from the camp.
Mm, absolutely.
Now out on all kinds of CDs. What's this?
Makes me wonder, this is my new single.
Is with
DJ Zintle. No, this is actually her single.
Oh.
I wrote it and featured on it.
Okay.
And let me tell you, this song, I was actually, we were going to release my first single first. I'd done this collaboration with Zintle, who is this incredible brand. Like, she is one of the most followed
like
African
million,
stars
right?
on Instagram.
Followers.
She's an entrepreneur. She's got a watch, you know, a brand that does well. She's really kicking butt.
Maybe I'll bring her in.
Yeah, you should.
Do you know
and,
her?
Yeah, she's
well,
amazing.
I'll know her through tomorrow.
I can connect you.
Ah,
but what a force in the urban scene, female DJ. And so I was excited to work with her, and we did the song, and I thought the song was lovely. I was just like, oh, this is a lovely song. But and then it got released first, and like, we've had to pull my single back because this thing is like
it's
just
so
blowing.
Popular.
Yeah. So I can't complain. It's been a lovely reintroduction to my urban fans who haven't heard from me in a long time.
Mm.
So that's wonderful. People seeing my face out there in that way. So I'm super, super grateful. I didn't expect the song to do so well at all. Like, it's been mind-blowing. So super grateful and appreciative that it's done so well. She has an incredible fan base, which obviously, like, have now been exposed to my vibes.
Yeah.
So, what a wonderful reintroduction to that market, and my stuff is going to follow. But, Shem, we've had to just let the song wants to ride. I feel like,
let it breathe.
Pull everything back, guys. Yeah. So, that's Colors.
So if you say that you wrote it and you like the tune, did she compose anything? Or
she worked on the musical side of things,
like producing.
Yeah, there was a producer she worked with, and she was there when I recorded the song. She was also quite involved with what I was thinking about. Like, when I first wrote the song, I wrote about it. I just write about stuff that's going on in my life, you know, something I see or have an opinion about or something I've gone through. So I wrote something about a different kind of a story, which was kind of like a boy-girl situation, about somebody that actually kind of annoyed me quite badly, actually.
That's so nice to use, then.
Yeah, annoyed me. And and then when I sent the song to her and Oskido, they came back saying, love the vocals, love the melody, love it all. We're concerned about the lyrics because people are going to think it's about her and her baby daddy. And I was like,
I know who that is.
They had quite a big thing out in the press at the time, and there was and I realized, oh. And I thought, okay, cool. It's difficult once you've written a song and it's been so organic, like, and it's just been so honest, and it flowed and it came out.
Now you
and that's it. And now you're like, yes. And they're like, so great, but can you change all the lyrics? Like, now you've it's like now your baby, because now you're very attached as well.
Yeah.
Mm. I just thought, you know what? We'll go back to the drawing board. The melody's there. And she said to me, no, I'd really love to put something out there that's incredibly uplifting.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, cool. Went back, rewrote, came up with the whole concept for colors. I see your colors shining. Thought of her message of upliftment. And I thought, cool, you know, at the end of the day, it's not just about, you know, it's her song as well. And it's her brand as well. And I guess the important thing was to kind of meet her in the middle and make sure whatever I was singing about represented her brand and my brand in the right way, you know. So, yeah, humbled myself, went back, rewrote it, and they loved it. She was there for the recording. And, I mean, the way her fans have also responded to the lyrics has just been unbelievable.
Yeah, that's good.
They've gone, they wanted the lyrics, they want to know what it's saying, they keep reciting the lyrics back. I think they're relating it to her story, what she's been through, and her sort of coming out on top.
Mm.
And just to see that whole thing roll out that way has just been amazing and so rewarding. And I'm so glad I went back and just thought about it and, you know, and kept it organic. You know, nothing I do is, you know, just to satisfy a certain thing
market
or a certain request.
Yeah.
It always needs to be honest for me. That's my number one rule. So, so I kept it real and kept it authentic. And oh man, the response has been unbelievable.
Mm. Now the one with the nasty lyrics that you had to change. Are you gonna keep that for Amor?
It's up for sale.
Amor, where are you, my Scott?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's got some kind of contact somewhere in the news, News 24 somewhere. Because every now and then there is like a article.
Every week.
Amor said this on a radio station. I thought, who wants to know this?
Dit was huisgenoot se amper voorblad story toe haar hond dood is.
I don't know why.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, listen.
Mm-hmm. But you are... Is this the same color again?
No, this is another demo.
Oh, yeah?
I actually can't wait to have this as a playlist in the salon.
Yay!
Maybe Betty can use some of this music.
Maybe.
Yay!
He's Betty Bangor.
Yes.
But I can see us working on a Saturday in the salon with this.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you.
So this is from the new CD.
Yeah,
again.
This is also a little demo that's close to finished.
So where do you make your demos?
Everywhere. You know, since I am not doing the solo and the Flash Republic thing, I've been jumping into studio with so many different producers and collaborating with so many people, which has been so special. So I've been worked in various studios, from Cape Town to Joburg, Pretoria, and to recording in hotel rooms, in studio setups. A lot of producers come from all over, and when artists from Nigeria or Ghana come down, they'll set up in a hotel room, and then the artists will all kind of go to the hotel room, and there'll be a bit of drinking and that kind of thing as well.
To loosen it up, man.
You know?
Yeah.
And then a lot of music gets made in hotel rooms in South Africa. You won't believe it. Like, really. And these days, you know, that studio setup is so portable. You can really record the most amazing sounding stuff pretty much anywhere.
Have you got an... I want to ask so many questions at the same time. But let me just find myself, center myself. What I wanted to know was, have you got an overall producer of your CD? And then you work with all these people all over the world.
Yeah, I wanted one. Mm. I wanted one. It felt like, sadly, the guy that I wanted to be sort of musical producer for the project wasn't around. He was busy doing Coke Studio in, where was it, Ghana?
I think so.
Months. And I just couldn't fix on anyone else that I thought could do it the way I wanted. So I just kind of have done it myself, really. What I did was, while I was figuring out the sound, I was determined to not have any outside influences. So I wrote at home a lot for a long time. I sang vocals into my phone, lyric ideas, write little lyric, you know, things in. This is my cell phone is really the hub of everything. And then once I had something strong, great concept, great melody, great sort of vocal kind of melodic hook for the chorus and a verse, I would phone my friend Andres Skierpes, and he is an amazing pianist and also a pop writer. He writes, he's done Bobby van Jaarsveld's big last hit. It was a number one for a long time. He's worked, him and I have written songs for Johnny Apple together. He writes for a lot of amazing artists. And he'll come round and then we'll hash it out together from there. Just the basic body of the song, so keys, a little bit of a dodgy beat, and maybe a bass line. And then from there, I would take those demos and align them with producers I thought were right. And I specifically chose to work then with urban producers to bring in the African feel through the production. Because my top lines are very soul, pop, you know. And then I thought, you know, I just, yeah, so work with urban producers, bring in some African guitars, bring in a bit of this, bring in a bit of electronica. And
what's this?
It's all about good time. Oh, no, I'm not watching it. This is Bad Love again, but we're going to change it quickly.
Okay. Oh, that's Burnham. Oh, that's in style. That one I love, eh?
Ach, dang.
I love it. I'm going to Burnham all the time when this comes out. But and is it going to come out on iTunes for the people who... Is it already on pre-order or not?
It's going to be on pre-order soon.
Yeah.
And it'll go... I think it'll drop at the end of October, digital on iTunes.
Oh, so long to wait still.
No, thank goodness. I've got some loose ends to tie up.
That's a lot of,
and
it's a lot of
baby showers to plan.
It's a lot of songs to whittle down.
I think it was like 30
yeah. or something.
Yeah, there's a fair amount. I mean, what did I want to say to you now? Yeah, so they've got to type some loose ends. It'll drop, and then we'll do a hard copy release in the new year, I think.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Are you into this whole new thing of Langspielplate?
Vinyl.
Love vinyl.
Because now it's so...
Listen,
just
some
for
of
the
my
sentiment.
Stuff, some of my early, like, Tomorrow Day stuff, a song of mine called Deeper, which was a big hit in the urban clubs, off my probably my first project, was released on vinyl. Can you believe that? Crazy.
It's amazing.
Mm. Amazing. And the stuff I did with Brothers of Peace, Sigalela, and the song called Tatim Patlayako, which was the song that kind of broke me, that was also released on vinyl. And I believe it was sold on tape at the back of people's
cassettes,
boots.
Cassettes, yeah. No. Like bootlegs.
I mean, yeah, proper.
But
the
I
streets.
Think the vinyl thing is crazy. That there's some kind of a romantic, I don't know, nostalgic feeling of taking this little thing or taking it on top of the record and then pressing the lever and and it goes down the needle. People, I also like it, but I prefer CD sound. Please, don't give me crap van a fucking plot. While you're getting your stuff ready, I just want to say that we have a section here called Skier and Skinner.
Yeah.
Now, that is done by Betty Bangles here.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of news and you can jump in. And continue the conversation.
Yes.
But Betty will start the news and then we will talk. So, Bar na hart. Wat's a sodomitiese nuus?
Ag, ek het lekker nuus. Ek wil sommer ons het vanoggend gepraat oor jy het 'n nuwe parfuum nodig. Jy moet al vir jou dienetjie kry. Tom Ford het 'n nuwe fragrance out.
Mm. Ja.
Ooh, this fucking fabulous.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called. Fucking fabulous.
Really?
Sounds amazing.
Man after my own heart.
It's only $310 for 50 mils.
Yes, yes.
And is it unisex or male, female?
It's male. Male. And the ads are quite racy and very gay and
so
just fucking fabulous.
I'll just wait for those generic shops to make a copy of
it.
Like Damon's. Damon's perfume.
Exactly. I was trying to get
that
Damon's
would be very
perfume,
fabulous.
But I couldn't. So I've got vanilla hand wash here. But it's 3,000 rand.
Close to 4,000.
4,000.
Damon.
For 50 mils.
But what's that one perfume that they sold at Hyde Park? Wasn't it like a lot more?
Yeah. I'm a bit of a perfume addict.
Mm.
Half the one. There's some incredibly expensive fragrances. About $5,000 came up. Yeah.
Insane. This fucking fluey stuff.
And you've got a, and if you've got a nose for that smell, you're over for you.
Yeah, I mean, like this one is almond oil, tonka, resin noir, cashmere, leather, sage oil. You had me at leather.
So sexy. You had me at hello.
So everyone, every time someone says, oh, you smell nice, you must say, and it's 5,000 rand.
I've just sprayed 500 rand on me.
People say to me, you smell so good, I say, it's my job.
Yeah.
But imagine you walk into work and your boss asks you, like, that smells nice, what is it? Mm. It's fucking fabulous.
Yeah.
And it's 5,000. I usually, when people say, why do you smell, what's that smell? It's nice, hopefully. And I didn't realize that maybe it's bad. What is that smell? No, what's that smell? And I usually say, it's pure sweat.
Now, op yourself the trant met die designers. Gianni Versace was mis vermoor een paar jaar terug. En daar is nou een reeks uit. Wat nou, hy is nog nie uit nie. Hy kom nou binnenkort die trailer.
En Lady Gaga speel... die sister.
Nee. Donatella?
Ja.
Is
it? Ja.
Nee.
Yeah.
Dit is, ek het baie voorbereid. Dit is Penelope Cruz.
Speel
Donatella Versace.
That she?
There's some Lady Gaga and like Donatella connection. Yeah.
Penelope is the more.
En Ricky Martin speel Johnny's boyfriend. Yes. Ricky en daar is blijkbaar een wille seks scene met Ricky Martin. So, ach, Ricky kijk.
So Ricky Martin is like the legit boyfriend.
Yeah.
Not the stalker.
No. Oh, the stalker is Darren Criss from Glee.
Okay.
Yes.
I recently watched the documentary on the whole murder thing and what happened.
Mm. Wow.
Very interesting.
I did as well.
On like Netflix or something.
Netflix. Yeah. And now I think that series about Gianni is the same that O.J. Simpson series.
Mm.
So it's in that category of... you know, a couple of episodes.
Still haven't watched that.
Mm, it's interesting.
Nog. Ja. En dan, Soweto Pride is terug. Soweto Pride was gecanceld last jaar.
Oh, my.
Want hulle is gecategorized as, wat is die woord, semi...
erect.
Ja, dit ook. It was a dangerous event.
What?
En hulle is geclassified die city council. En... hulle kon het nie doen nie, want hulle moes, ek dink, 150,000 betaal vir extra police force om daar te wees vir safety.
Ah.
En die event is toe gecancel. Maar hulle rating is nou afgeneem en hulle kan het nou weer aangaan hierdie jaar.
Yay.
So, hopefully, gedraal hulle self.
Maar hoekom was het dangerous?
Mense was dronk en het property gedamaged, actually. So, nou stel hulle te beloof, mense kan nie drank soon toe bring nie, hulle gaan drank verkoop by die event self, en laat het bykie meer organized is. So ek hoop hulle kry het reg, en laat hulle een lekker pride het. Dit gaan op 30 September wees.
30 September, and it's not anymore.
En dan, Thor, die movie Thor, wat ons allemaal kyk, wat ons allemaal hoop, dat
Chris
uit die kas het val in die movie.
Chris,
that's not gonna happen.
En vir Loki pomp of something.
Very Loki,
hey? Very Loki. Very Loki, ja.
Maar in die nieuwe ene is daar a gay character. Well, dat is actually twee, ja. Maar, dit is nie een van die hanks nie.
Okay.
Die een gay character is...
That can't be right.
Is a rock monster. So hy is dus in letterlijk covered in klippe.
A gay klip monster.
A gay klip monster. Baie hardkoppig.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Ja, en die ander een is a one-armed green thing. So dit vat al vir my die...
Ja.
One-armed green
thing. Ja, literally.
One-armed.
So yay, but no.
But not so yay.
Yeah. Why not 4D3?
Exactly,
green.
One big monster.
Okay, yeah, so that one I will miss, but I will watch it for Crystal.
Definitief. So, hard is nou kort in die movies. Dis nou nie meer al lang goed, nie. Ja, so, dis nou mooier. Ja. En dan, laastens, Mr. Gay Will Southern Africa.
Yes.
Vind plaas, jy onthou ons gaan.
No.
Ja.
Did you invite me?
Ja.
Oh.
Fuck.
But when is this?
Dit is op die 23ste September.
Mm. Waar?
Wat die klank was dit?
Dit is Michael Jackson. But obviously
poep het waar, into dit is by Atterbury Theater in Pretoria.
Okay, intimate. Ja.
En die, obviously die wenner van dit gaan dan oorsee en ons represent by die Mr. Guy World finale. Ja, maar ek gee 2 dubbelkaartjes weg.
Is jy ernstig?
Ek sweer.
Vir wie? Vir my?
Nee, vir een van die luisteraars. So, gaan na die Casper Radio Show page toe op Facebook.
Hoe kan ek inskryf?
En daar, ek gaan dit nou post. En met die stappe wat jy moet volg. En dan kan jy een van 2 dubbelkaartjes wen.
Wow. Ek sal voorstel dat jy gay is.
Ja, ja.
Ook gay friendly.
Ja, gay friendly, ja. Hmm. Ja, en die guest artist vir die aand is Lina.
Lina?
Lina.
Lina van Girls, in HBO show. Nee.
Lina is blijkbaar moerse groot by Gay Prides in Tel Aviv gewees, en Madrid, en ek nog nie van haar gehoor nie, maar apparently is sy goed.
Ons gaan van Lina sien.
Ons gaan van Lina kyk.
Kom, Linkie.
Ja.
I don't know what this is, but I just chose Gay World, and this is what came up.
It does fit.
Dit doen, ja. Ek sien hulle in die spiers afstap.
I want to tell you that I have got some skindernies as well. First of all, I hear that Craig de Toenel is a doos.
Rarig.
Yes.
Ek het sy goeders geblok, I don't know. Raakie vir my nie.
Ek het 'n stukkie gespeel, een keer, het was nogal snaaks. But then, as a man, apparently he is a diva. You can't get close to him, you can't touch him, you can't... But he's just started video blogs on Facebook.
It's this guy, he started like blogging on Facebook. Yeah. It's like, he's got this very pushed accent.
But it's like one of my characters. I've got a gay character called Montel, and he's very like that.
Mm. Yeah, he's
hallo mense, a little bit of a... Amal wil braai, amal wil fucking braai. You know? Yeah, I thought it was quite sweet, but apparently van my vrienden het om ontmoet, and like about high attitude, because he's just a YouTube or Facebook blogger, vlogger. So apparently there's a bit of an attitude problem. But I think it's the young people now, they with the voice and stuff, they think within a day you're just a diva.
Want ek dalk so 'n bietjie met hom kommunikeer op Facebook, toe my show begin het alles, en toe hy nou begin famous raak het, en ek het nie gesien van of raak gelees van hom nie, maar seker maar, ek weet nie, dalk in real life, dit sal jammer wees, as hy so is.
Then, daar is daar a play transfer in my kas.
Transfer in my kas?
Monster in my kas, sorry, ek het verkeerd gesê.
Ja, dit is baie naby mekaar. Ja, dit sien hoe jy dit so fout gemaak het.
Ek het my die M met kok uitgekom, nou like, dit is soos transfer in 'n kas. dit is soos 'n Absa-sponsored play.
I wish there was a transfer in my...
yes.
No, EFT in my cupboard. Yeah. Well, that apparently is about gay. It's about gays in Afrikaans. Okay. Monster in my kas. As jylle dit wil sien, is jylle welkom. Maar soek het self, Google. There's a movie out called The Wound in Ibe.
With Nakane, you know it? Tura.
In Ngayeba. Do I pronounce it right? In Ngayeba.
Is it a Q or a C or a...
It's an X.
An X is...
In Ngayeba. Okay. It's The
Wound. Lang.
And that one is not released yet, but it's won all kinds of awards. Mm. But they're going to release it 15th to the 22nd of September in Rosebank, because to make it eligible for Oscar nomination.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And apparently it's a very good movie. And apparently the Amakosa King, Swelonki Sikawo, didn't like it. But I didn't even know there was an Amakosa King.
Hey? Yeah, I've never heard of it.
But there was one. There is one. And Swelonki said, no, this is shit. But it's going to win Oscar for us. And then there's another bit of news that I've got for you, Bernard. And that is, I discovered that there is a nice oratio opera kind of a thing that was written for Matthew Shepard. Now, who's Matthew Shepard?
So, I give it... gemartel en doodgemaak is hierdie
die plaasdraaks.
Ja, hierdie rednecks, ja. So there's a beautiful album out called Considering Matthew Shepard. And it's quite nice. I had a listen. And they tell about the story as well. Like they said, Matthew was found on the morning, you know what's going on. Okay, this sounds a bit like Ave Maria. Let's listen to something else.
Let's talk about Matt.
Oh.
Ordinary boy. Ordinary boy.
Nice.
Ordinary boy.
Called Considering Matthew Shepard, and it's on iTunes. Sweet. And that was my gay news.
I have some gay news.
Oh, please.
Hoi.
No, I'm not
first
coming up.
Time that a guest brings gay news. Fantastic.
Bring news to
this is
I have some gay news. I, myself and my belly will be performing at Gay Pride this year.
Wow, which one?
Instead of hosting. At Murrah's Arch on the 28th of October.
Fantastic.
And I don't know if you watched Beyoncé perform at Pregnant at the...
Yes.
Yeah, the reveal.
So, guys, I'm kind of... That's where I kind of want to go with
it. Yeah.
And what better place to do it than at Pride?
Absolutely.
That's stunning.
Yeah. So, I think we're gonna make some magic on stage, and I hope everyone will come out in
for sure.
Their forces.
Tell us
we
the
are
date
gonna
again.
Have a, I think it's the 28th of October, as far as I know. But all their advertising is going up. It's all very yellow. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to be on stage with my bump out in. On full display. So I'm excited. We're looking at some outfits and but we're gonna have a super fun night. Pride's always one I love to attend.
That's good.
I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna unplug my pili here and give it back to you. If you maybe just play some more bumps for us from your phone.
I don't know if I have any more.
Oh really?
No, I wouldn't be disappointed.
Raymond, he must ask you to bring about 25.
And I had more, but I know they're all on my laptop. I know.
No, it doesn't matter because we've already spoiled that with a lot of tracks. But then I can just go back to your earlier work.
Yes.
You know, if you haven't.
Just some flash.
Just see if you find.
Did I play you?
We
haven't stuck
heard
in our way.
Yes,
we
haven't.
With De Bunch.
Yeah, that's like the first
I
released
it.
Single.
You don't know it.
Oh, before we came.
Yeah.
We heard it in the car.
Oh, yes. We listened in the car.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
That's a very nice
one.
Track.
Play some
thank you.
D by M.
Okay.
That's a project that she did with Isaac Lewinsky.
With my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not the father of the baby.
No.
Now, I just want to check these things.
Yeah.
Before I get a call from News 24 about who I interviewed. No, never.
They'd probably be on this because nobody's ever heard these songs.
Yeah.
So they probably.
Was it the rumor flashed out by Allah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's say, and then there will be article. Amor says it's a beautiful new CD by Tamara. Because she listened. Okay. Ooh.
This is cool. This is like this. One of my favorites.
Nice.
This is fun. Yeah. We made a musical baby together. It was quite alternative. So this album was actually nominated for Alternative Album of the Year at the Psalmist. But they wouldn't play it on the radio, guys. So
but
let me enjoy this moment.
I love the chorus, those those long extensions.
I think they were very
the
scared
vocal.
By the name.
Yeah.
We called the project Death by Misadventure.
Yeah.
But that makes me
like,
curious.
Hey.
You should see the video, Casper, of Thrills. It's one of the other songs. It's one of my favorite videos ever.
Aww. Is it on YouTube?
Yes.
Thrills, people.
Thrills. We'll play a little bit also.
Okay, but this thing must just be on its own as well. Just give it a chance. Well produced. So that's what's so nice about what you do is it's genuine. You sit and you create something that you like. It's not a formula that you have to have out there. And but you can hear this is like real creative stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. Hi, thank you. Do you speak Afrikaans?
Ach so, Biki.
Okay, but I
Ach so, Pretoria.
Yeah, no, but I heard that you're from Belgium.
Born in Belgium, to a South African mom, Italian father. My Italian family are Sardinian Italian. They all come from the island Sardinia. So I'm half Italian, half English.
That's
South African.
Exotic. Now, can you speak Italian?
I used to a little bit, but no. I've actually been in touch with my biological father a little bit. My mom is our translator. He doesn't speak English and I don't so weird. Really? Literally. But the interesting thing there is, I mean, I got my musical education in my home growing up. My dad, Rodney Day, who adopted me when he married my mom. My mom moved back to South Africa with me and remarried. And I took my father's surname, Day.
Yeah.
Because obviously my old surname was Italian. I was Tamara Natalia Azzeni, and I'm Tamara Natalie Day. But anyway, I got such an incredible, I was exposed to so much music in my home growing up, and my dad, Rodney, was such a force, a musical force in my life. But then obviously discovered my biological father was also very much into music. All my Italian family all played instruments and sang. And so I've really got it from every angle. Thank you.
That's wonderful. It's running through all the genes. So you came back to South Africa, but you spoke English.
I was a baby. I did speak a bit of French and Italian. And my mom speaks fluent French and Italian. And in Belgium, he also speaks French and Italian.
Of course,
so, they're
French.
So we came back here, but as a baby, apparently my mom was obviously sending me to like English nursery school here. And I didn't want to speak. When she would try to carry on with the Italian, I just refused.
No.
Didn't want to.
No, mama.
I think I felt maybe different to the other kids and didn't like it.
I
mean, I don't remember, obviously, but I'm just guessing. But so she didn't push it
Well, that Italian blood, have you been to Italy before?
Yes.
And did it stir?
Oh, it did. Oh, it totally did. You know, there's parts of me that are from my dad, Rodney, and from my mom, but there's other parts of me that are certainly from the bloodline, that are in the... Yeah, so I went back to go and explore that and go see where I was born and go check it all out. And it's amazing,
Amazing.
Yeah, these bits and pieces that make us who we are.
You're not staying in Pretoria anymore.
No, but I loved growing up in Pretoria. I loved it. I love Pretoria people. But I was keen to get to the big city.
Yeah.
You know, from young, I just, city of gold vibes. I knew I was going to do something with myself there. So,
at what age was that? With Oskido and all of that?
Oh, in my first year studying musical theatre. Was it my first year? Yeah.
Do you remember that guy?
I was singing in clubs and then I had my single come out, yeah.
Remember that guy, David, somebody that's in the musical for Priscilla?
David Dennis.
Yes, I think he said that he was a lecturer for you at some
point.
Yes, yes. Oh, he was wonderful.
David.
He was our acting coach at the stage, and he was like, he was amazing.
He's amazing.
He was wonderful. We had a couple of amazing, amazing teachers and vocal coaches and couple of amazing people coming through. It was Pretoria Tech back then, but it's called something else now.
Yeah.
But I studied musical theatre because my folks wanted me to study something, and I was already at that point so obsessed with the dream.
Being a star, yeah.
And they were like, well, you need to get a degree or diploma. And I was like, cool, musical theatre, anyway?
Yeah.
Should we sing, dance, and act? Yay!
Yeah. Now, we thought so mathematics tomorrow.
So I didn't want to do musicals as such, but I knew I was going to get like a well-rounded education in. And I'm so glad I did it, and I'd really recommend to any artist, if you can study and further your craft in that way, in any way, do, because you know, it really grounded me. I was suddenly not the star of the show. You know, in high school, I was the lead in the plays, and now you're surrounded by a bunch of kids just as talented as you are. Everyone wants to be in that lead position. You understand you learn how to work as a team. You learn how to be part of the choir. You know, you're part of the ensemble, not just, you know, it just, you learn a lot. And I've really, what I learned there has carried me a long way in this industry and set me apart from some of the, you know, especially in the commercial music industry, taught me to be a professional, taught me to be on time, taught me about, you know, a good attitude, how to handle myself out there. And that stuff stays with people, you know, over and above your talent, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the stuff that people remember, you know, that you were a pleasure to work with, or you had a good attitude in a tough situation, maybe. Or, and in that environment, you know, there's always some kid hungry to take that spot. Some kid who wants to make it, who has the same dream, you know. So important to put yourself in those situations. If you don't get a chance to study, it's important to collaborate, because that also teaches you to kind of humbles you and teaches you to meet people in the middle, and you know, it's not just about me the whole time, you know, which tends to happen to us as artists, especially when you're the brand. You know, it's, you can become quite it's not selfish, it's more like, you know, when you're the focus all the time,
it's natural, but you have to be aware of it.
Yeah, totally.
Just check yourself all the time.
Check yourself, absolutely.
Well, I wanted to, but I'm checking myself, because I told Bernard this earlier that the show's not about him. Now, I want to tell you about me in Pretoria, and I thought, it's not about me. But let me...
It is about both of you.
No. What I just wanted to say, I found with Pretoria, I grew up there as well. It was lovely. I loved it. But then I can't get... I don't like Pretoria anymore.
Yeah, there's a disconnect now for me.
Yeah.
My family were there, but everyone's moved away, and I still love going back, just being with the family.
Yeah.
And I just don't get that opportunity anymore. But also, like, Hatfield was, like, destroyed. What happened there?
Yeah.
I mean, we were all there as kids. I know. I don't know. Weird things. I don't know.
But you know what I also found?
Yes.
Is that when I do shows there now, that people sort of look at you like you're from somewhere else now. A curiosity. This is not completely... So they're in a bubble, in a way.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But Pretoria, oh, good memories.
Silverton.
Silverton, ach, here. So lekker. Waar was jy, Potgieters Roos?
Wanneer?
Op jou school?
Ja. Hoorschool Piet Potgieter. Na matriek gevlug.
Yeah,
went,
like
yeah,
me
like,
as well.
I'm done.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll still go there. I'm going there this weekend, actually.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Have you got all your vitamins and stuff before you enter?
Injections and everything.
Okay. Oh. Someone, oh, damn it, I must play this. Someone sent this to me, and I said I will play it. I actually thought it was quite funny. And exactly, if you want to make it out there, you must try and see how you compare to the rest, and that you don't isolate yourself. And so this guy sent this to me, and I said to him, well, it's funny for me, but I'm skatologies, you know, I laugh at farting and drolle, but I love this. So let's play his sketch and to see what we think.
Goeienaand, en welkom. My naam is Dr. Abel Kritzinger, en ek is 'n professor en kenner op die stoelganggebied. Ek het my thesis geskryf oor die verskillende kategorieë drolle wat jy kry en hoe dit jou liggaam affekteer. Nou kyk, my vrou Lorinda sê altyd vir my, jy moet ophou kak braad, maar iemand moet die werk doen. Nou ja, kom ek vat jou een bykie deur die verskillende hoofkategorieë waar ek nou geskryf het en meer van geleer het. Eerstens kry jy die duikdrol. Die duikdrol is die drol wat hy val, hy gly en hy val sagies, sonder om een ou geluikie of een ou druppelkie te maak. Amper soos die Olympiane wat daar van die 6de verdieping af duik vir punte. En dan val hulle onderaan in die water, jy sien nie een druppel en jy hoor nie een geluid nie, dit is ongelooflik om dit te beleef. Die duikdrol, as jy hom beleef, dan weet jy, jy is redelijk gezond, want jy het genoeg blare en voelsaad en water in jou lichaam. Vir die volgende drol is die dinkdrol. Nou kyk, hy is nou wanneer jy dink, jy wil drol, hy wil hy, hy kom hy nie, wil hy nie, kom hy nie, jy weet nie wat hy wil maak. Hy gaan gewoonlik gepaard met een harde magie, maar niks ernstig sê, want dat is niks wat hy oma Roomba Jambi nie kan karreer maak, jy weet. Een bykie meer een ernstige geval is die deegdrol. Die deegdrol is wat hy sê, hy is soos deeg, hy is patie, hy is trekkerig. Jy kan vir hom knie, jy kan een broodbak met die beslag. Hy amper so een bykie van een peanut butter gevoel. Dan kan jy maar bykie die dokter sy nommer nader trek, want daar is een probleempie aan die broei. Die een waarmee baie mense sukkel is die dubbeldekkerdrol. As jy hom beleef, kyk, jy sit op die pot en jy voel die aarde in jou kop wil bars. So is hy. Jy voel enige oomblik wil daar een Londense bus jou anus verlaat om die Big Ben te gaan besigtig. Dan moet jy weet, hier kom grootkak. Nou ja, as jy dan nou verder wil leer van die studie, as jy vir my bel, kan jy in hy masjien antwoord, dan druk jy 2.
So dis Dr. Kritzinger, jy kan hom op YouTube gaan soek, en hy het gewonder of hy snaaks is, en vir my gevra, en ek sê vir hom, ja, lekker, snaaks, ne?
Dit is, ja.
Ja,
is nie... Hier's excuse, brokkie nutteloose inlichting, vandag is die eerste keer in, ek dink, 10.000 jaar, dat as jy jou ouderdom vat, en jy plus ja. Jou... geboortejaar,
ja?
Kry jy 2017.
Wacht een bykie.
Wat moet ons doen?
Jou ouderdom.
Vat jou ouderdom en tel jou geboortejaar saam, dan kry jy 2017.
Wat?
Jou jaar.
Nee.
No. 7, 6,
6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
ek talk my age verkeerd.
Don't lie.
Doesn't work if you lie.
Nee, maar ek het 2017 gekry.
O, is dit hoeveel jy word hierdie jaar?
Ja.
O, okay.
Wat is 6 plus 5?
It's your Elf. Age that you will be this year.
It's 2017.
Plus your birth year.
So it's your birth year and your age now and you will get 2017. Everyone at home, everyone. 2017.
Hier staan het, wit op swart. Nie swart op wit nie, andersom.
Nee, wit op swart. Dit is amazing, waar het jy dit nou geleer?
Iemand het my gestuur,
no, Annette. 2007.
So there was some... No, you made a mistake. You obviously took off some...
At 10 years.
At your
be
real
honest.
Age. You're
I
honest.
Have, I've been eating.
Your real age, Tamara. Huh? Don't lie.
Right? Plus? Oh.
That's not your age.
What the hell?
Yeah, I see what I did wrong there. Hang on.
So someone sat and worked this out mathematically.
That freaky brain thing is a real thing.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not true. It's not true. I get 1979.
That only happens every 1,000 years.
It's amazing. Anybody can do it and it will work out.
No, guys, that is
That's some
sorcery.
It's a bit creepy, eh?
It's mathematics, man. Some mathematicians.
I like it, this is a special year.
It's a special year. Yes. I'm never going to forget that tidbit. Thank you. We got a section called Stuff Poopies, which is like golden oldies. And you said something about Rod Stewart earlier. What did you say again?
Did.
You say they...
They took a sample of his song, and they did a new version of it. And he sings... drinking wine all the time. Da 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 da.
Okay, I'm gonna link onto that again.
Stuff poopies on J8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Absoluut heerlik en ek is sommer honger weer.
Njamsies.
Ja mama. Now there's a new song out. Apparently it's a big thing. It's just been released. Rod Stewart featuring Dance or DNCE.
Oh yes, DNCE. Cake it's by the Ocean. Jonas Brothers. Brothers.
Nice, go Rod.
He started DNCE.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a really cool band actually.
Which Jonas?
The hot one.
They do that.
Yeah.
Cake by the Ocean.
Joe Jonas.
How does the song go?
Cake by the Ocean. Yeah.
Cake by
talk
the Ocean.
To me, baby.
Same note. Talk to me, baby.
Go crazy.
Well, this is a new release. Well, we're playing it as a stock poopy because we're marrying an old fucking song with a new. So it's a Rod Stewart inspired thing, but it is this.
They performed it on the VMAs. In Las Vegas, on a rooftop, it's pretty cool.
So that's going to be our stop poopy, and I think we're going to end the show with it. So I want to say to Mara, it's been such an honor and lovely experience to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now we know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So now next time I won't be shy.
Please don't be.
I will not. Raymond, we're going to take nice pictures now of that guitar. Mm-hmm. Thank you once again for being here. Thank you for being a FOTS.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
And Bernard, what can we say?
Jou prachtige ding.
Oh, thank you. Jy kan weer kom.
Dank ek sal.
Yeah, Bernard, bye-bye. Dank u sterkte. We will not see you next week. You got to work.
Yeah.
But,
work.
What's going on with your TV show? Is it going to be... Is it over now?
First season is done. Fingers crossed, legs crossed. Cross everything you can cross. If you can't cross it, break it and cross it.
I've crossed my bun.
For a second season.
Yeah. But here we got the Hot Jonas Brothers with the Rod Stewart song, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
We do.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.